Yeah, good sermon. I haven't heard that like 50 times. So, all right. Thanks. Boy, what a great week for me and my wife. And we loved it, even though we were just here for a little bit, at least my wife. But we talked about prayer, and this was something that was really convicting for me, right? Because, man, there are things that I need to learn when it comes to prayer. And I think the thing that really hit me in working through this week was that God speaks to us in those valley times of our life. That was probably the one of all the things that really just kind of resonated with me. We all will hit there and go through those valleys in our life, but when we are in those low points, that we have that ability to listen for God and that God does speak to us. So I hope that something that we did resonated with you when it comes to prayer. I don't know if you remember this. I think we had what day was this? Like Sunday when we first talked, right? Was it Sunday? It was like 3 years ago, it seems like. But when we first talked, I asked you to rate your prayer life from 1 to 10. And I asked you to put a number down. Hopefully, you know, I don't want to know what your number is, but put that number down. And so now if we look backwards after 5 days, I would ask you to rate yourself again. And the idea here is, okay, do you feel like you have moved forward? You have moved backwards? You have stayed the same? I don't want to know what those answers are. I'm just hoping to push you, to push us all a little bit to grow closer and deeper in our love for the Lord, especially when it comes to our prayer life. So that's my challenge that I want to leave you. I'll tell you this, I really appreciated the time I have. I thank Tom and Ron and Todd and the leadership that is going on here. I want to end with a prayer, and then I want to pray for you, and then I want to take a photograph, and here's why, because my church thinks I'm like on vacation by myself all week, okay? So I'd love to have a group selfie together. We'll do that, and then you can see it on Facebook if you hit me up. So let me pray for you, and then I'll turn it over to Jonathan. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this chance that we have to learn about prayer. Thank you for being a God that wants to know what is going on in our life, that cares about the smallest and the most intimate details of our life. We know, Lord, that when life is giving us pain, that you are still working and that we might not see the why, but you are always working. And when prayer destroys us, that you whisper to us in the ordinary, that you come to us in those valleys. We know, Lord, that at times we will pray and we get those James answers to our prayers, the exact opposite of what we want. And there are other times we get the Peter answers where it's more than possible that what we even thought possible. But through it all, Lord, help us to grow closer to you with just everything that we have. And we ask all this in your Son, our Savior's name, we pray. Amen.
I want to just take a moment and pray over Jonathan and his ministry as we send him out. So let's just take a moment and pray again. Father God, you are a great and awesome God. You are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. And Father, we thank you for this week and thank you for using the gifts that you've given Jonathan. And Father, I pray that as he goes forth and goes back to his church, Lord, that you'll just continue to speak through him, use him to further your kingdom. Father, we ask your blessing on him and his family. And Lord, as they grow in prayer and trust you, Lord, I pray that you'll continue to be glorified in them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.